when my county got a McDonald's, there was lines through the drive-thru all day for weeks. Because so many people had never really even had it, A, or B, like been able to get it so easy. So people were eating there constantly. And I remember after school always going and getting like the dollar yogurt and parfait.
Wow.
The dollar.
It was like your medieval village suddenly just the Industrial Revolution was brought to you.
It's not even good. It's just there.
Oh, I see what you mean. Something to do.
Something to do.
Yeah, it's like a nice...
And I love a McFlurry. I know that that's problematic.
My friend drove into... Did you drive into a Dairy Queen?
I drove straight through it.
No. Oh, wasn't you?
Somebody, crashed into a Dairy Queen?
Somebody I know did. Yeah. Well, I love the Dairy Queen. DQ?
I love the idea of some teenager grabbing a Dilly Bar and seeing a car coming and the Matrix flipping backwards.
I got a if you're listening to this and you know, you've heard this story before... Because someone drove into a Dairy Queen and then proceeded to get a blizzard.
I have a better story than that. I used to work with this beautiful trans woman. We did drag together. Mm-hmm. And she was First Nation, as was I. So we had a lot in common.
What does that mean?
Native American.
Okay.
And she, I won't say who she is. She could be dead. Mm. She was drinking a lot and crashed through the home of an elderly couple. Her car was in their living room.
What were they doing?
They were sleeping.
In the living room?
In the middle of... No, in their beds.
Oh, sure.
She crashed through their wall. Mm-hmm. Her car was in their living room. And she was like still drunk, probably still in drag.
Yeah.
And the old people were so nice. They like brought her in the kitchen and cooked for her and stuff. And
she'd do a number. Yeah.
You better knock, 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 knock. Well, she was doing a number and then crashed through the...
Crash into you. Yeah,
yeah, she was doing Mazzy Star Fade into you.
I crashed my car into the house of an elderly couple that was sleeping upstairs.
Yes. And I always think of like, if you're like an old white couple from suburban Wisconsin and a trans woman of color crashes her car through your living room and you have the heart to... That's a good person.
No. Here's the thing. I think that they looked at it as a, you know, they probably had that superstitious inkling because, mama, that's a unicorn. So what if it crashes through the vinyl siding of your fucking shitty house? You're blessed. This is a good omen.
They thought it was like they thought a rapture.
Yeah.
Beginning of the rapture.
Yeah, rapture. Or like the four horsemen, but like the first horseman, the first horse lady.
Yeah. Yes, horse lady. The horse face lady.
Yeah, of the apocalypse.
Anyway, crashing can be fun.
You've crashed cars.
Many. Yeah. I've crashed more cars than I've
been
driven.
Carjacked?
Yeah, carjacked.
Yeah.
Climbed into the front seat on top of me, punching me in the face. Isn't that crazy?
That would be traumatic.
It was a little scary. I haven't really driven since. Think about it.
I would drive with the gun.
So then the guy steals my phone. He gives it to his girlfriend.
Selfies.
The selfies. I used to find my iPhone and the police found it. And I got the phone back, and it was a bunch of selfies.
Was she cute?
She was really cute.
Yeah.
And they said, do you want to press charges?
Who would play her?
Who would play her? Simone Biles.
Oh, really?
Yes.
She was like
5'1"? She was short. Yes.
She was
short,
huge,
beautiful, very... I remember in the picture, she had like muscle tone. I was like, where? Yeah.
Do you watch... Have you been watching the Olympics? Probably not, because NBC's coverage of the Olympics, as it does pretty much every year, sucks the turds out of my cat's litter box.
What happens? Why aren't they like...
Well, ask me if there's a Chinese athlete that's in medal contention for anything on the women's side.
Is there?
I don't know, because I haven't seen a single fucking Chinese woman compete on this coverage. They do this whole, they're showing Russia versus the USA. Of course, they're showing lots of stuff, you know, lots of Simone Biles withdrawing, whatever. It's like, can we just focus on the athletes who are competing now? No. They'll show a routine. It's the dismount. And then they'll show some skills in slow motion while they're commentating. I'm like, what is this? What is this?
They should do a faggy version of Olympics coverage for people like you, where it's just gymnastics, it's just the ice skating, it's like the shit that the gays care about.
Yeah.
And then although do you like to watch the men on the rings and stuff?
I like the men's event. I don't like the rings. I don't like the pommel horse. I like vault, high bar, floor, and
what's the under the bar? Do you like that?
That's women. Women.
Men don't do that.
So men and women do vault and floor, and then the men have
vault.
Vault is the.
Oh.
So they run and jump on the table and then flip off it. Yeah. Really? Oh, Mary. Mary.
Oh, is it this thing? The bouncy? Did you get up on the beam?
No. Well, it's a springboard to get up to block onto and then they hit the vaulting table and then they somersault off of it and land. Quick, 15 seconds.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. So super dangerous, by the way.
What do you do when you watch it? Do you have the sound up and you lay on the couch and watch it? You're like the only person I know who watches sports.
Well, it depends. So,
like, are you watching other things?
Here's the thing. I don't watch. So if you want to watch it in real time, you got to be up at 3 a.m. because it's in Tokyo.
Oh.
But that's the only way to really get to get it as it unfolds. I'm not that obsessed, but when I tell you, when I watched the 2004 fucking Olympics in Athens, Mary, I was 3 inches away from the fat back TV screen in my shitty apartment. 3 inches away. And I was
in it.
Jittery. And I was just screaming and I couldn't. Oh, it's stressful. It's
screaming at the TV.
Screaming at
like
the TV.
Like you know the people.
Screaming. I know those people. I made them.
I trained
those
them.
Those are my girls.
Those are my girls. Those are my girls. This is going to be a big one. This one's for the girls.
Yeah. And the Mary, let's just say shenanigans, tomfoolery, as usual at the Olympics.
You don't live.
Well, where are the Chinese? Where's anybody else? The coverage
is
so uneven.
The coverage, not the actual event.
Well,
would you ever go?
No, because I went to Olympic trials, a national meet in the United States.
Uh-huh.
Girl, I couldn't see shit.
It's so far away.
It's so far away, and everything's happening at once. You don't want all that. Plus, it's like, oh. Although I was 17,000 girls, and then 2 other faggots.
Your parents?
No.
Oh, wow. How old were you?
I was like 28, 9, maybe 34.
You probably looked like a prevert.
No,
I came to watch the young girl.
No, I'm gay.
I came to watch the young girl.
I'm here to watch those little girls in leotards.
Although, are they gonna spread their legs soon?
Speaking of that, though, the German team wore unitards. Ballsy, excellent move.
You loved it.
Why are we watching? Why am I watching? Why is anybody watching? 16-year-old girls, spread eagle, in high def. Nobody should have to worry about their bikini wax at that age. Never mind at the biggest stage in sporting. Do you know what I mean?
You don't think 16-year-old girls are thinking about their bush? You think only athletes wax?
No. I'm saying everybody's thinking about their bush. Covered up in a unitard. Eliminate that stress.
Unitard is legs too, right?
It's arms and legs.
That just seems, if I was an athlete, I would want to wear something that I could totally turn my brain off.
Cat suit.
Right.
Yeah.
Catsup.
Cat shit.
I think in another life if you would have had a different financial situation, maybe you were born in Russia, maybe you were born in a family that
not
was like,
enough.
You need to be an athlete so we can eat.
Oh, so like Kazakhstan? Yeah.
You need some sort of like raised from birth.
Well, guess what, bitch? The 46-year-old Oksana Chusovitina, her 8th Olympic Games, dino DNA.
She died?
No. She's just so old.
Her
46
she's
years
46?
Old. 46 years old. That's 2 years older than me.
That's 40 years old. 40 years older than a gymnast.
She has a daughter who is older than most of the girls in competition. Catch it.
Is she nice? Does she let those women have it?
I think that she's a legend. She's revered. When she did her last routine, it was like standing ovation of the 3 people in the audience because there was COVID. But
did she let them have it?
She let them have it.
Are the young girls scared of her? Are they like, oh, she's the one to watch. We have to beat her.
Mama, no. They're like, who is that granny? who wandered off, out of the nursing home. Yeah.
She did two squats on the M. Night Shyamalan beach and came out, Oksana. Fuck.
Carrie Strug, vacation at that beach. Yeah. You know.
But I love when the old bitches still have it because I was watching Top Model with David for the first time. And in season 3, the guest judge, they retired Janice Dickinson, who was fun, but crazy.
Oh, and certifiable. Yeah.
It's crazy. They swap her out for Paulina Porizkova.
I love her.
Who's so glam. And Tyra goes, our guest judge this season is Paulina Porizkova. And the girls all turn around and Paulina walks in the middle of them, hands on the hip, and just goes like, and she's hotter than all, thinner than all of them.
Yeah. She's incredible. And I follow her on Instagram. She's very.
Well, her husband was the singer from The Cars and he passed away.
Sting?
No, the singer from The Cars.
Sting.
Is his name Sting? Is it? Stung. He's dead now. Past tense.
from the helicopters? Who is
from
it?
The Cars. I guess you just when I need it.
Jesse's Girl?
No.
Tim Clapton. Eric Clapton. Tim Hanks.
I believe he didn't leave her anything. This was in the news. They were married for a long time. Yeah.
Mama, she's a supermodel. What she need?
That's how I felt. If the wife is filthy rich, leave it to your siblings or whoever. You know what I mean? Like,
give it to the needy.
If David was exorbitantly wealthy and I died, I wouldn't leave him anything. He doesn't need more money.
No, you leave it to me, struggling rich.
Yeah.
Living check to check.
C-Z-E-C-H, check to check.
Wait.
Check hunter. Porn. Check hunter. That's me, by the way. That's me when I went to remember my old roommate Lee?
Mm, yes.
I went there yesterday to visit.
This is very Lee, by the way.
And I picked up my mail. Uh-huh. Checks from the past 2 years. Checks from World of Wonder. Checks from Drag Queen merch.
360 grand just
And the way I
there.
Didn't call a single one of them before cashing it, I said, if I cash this two-year-old check and it bounces,
Mama,
they don't have it.
That's true.
I'm leaving this company anyway if it bounces. They were that much money, but I'm just... today I was cashing checks from February 2020.
Cashing checks. Expired
Not exciting.
Checks.
Some of them were... $40, 30.
Oh, I don't care. Residual checks from Playing House, 3 cents, love it.
Oh, when I get
I'm on that mobile app and I'm doing 0.03.
When I get American Horror Story residuals, they're like $3.
Yeah. $2 more than you had yesterday, bitch. Me. Yeah. Working actress.
Working actress.
Sag. No, but there's like, I just got another check from that fucking HBO show. Fierce Money.
Rich? Fierce... Well, you were a
$900.
I did three lines.
$900.
You did a real job.
It was actually, yeah, it was a real job. It was like one of three people, one of three speaking roles.
We're doing a remake of Titanic and we need a rose. Are you available? Yeah. And I would tell you what, depending on how you're feeling that day, we can either be rose or you can be the door that Leonardo DiCaprio floats on. How about that? Depending on what the situation is.
Yeah, if I knew then what I knew now, Mary, I wouldn't have had the little accident.
We're taking a break.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
I have a lot of times gone into things far too hungover.
Yeah. And then what happens? How does that roll out?
I've like thrown up.
Oh, well,
during the day.
On set?
Yes.
On
not
camera?
Not in front of people, no.
Oh, okay.
But like, I've been like, can't eat too puke. Like, you know, I've been that level of hungover in drag where I'm like, you know when you're so hungover that you're like trembling? I have done that before.
Well, I mean,
or when you do a Saturday gig and you have to do the brunch, shit like that, where you're like, what was I thinking?
Oh, see, I...
Or the level of hangover I have exhibited going to the airport at like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, but that's different. You're going to the airport, nobody's in their best, you know.
Yeah, there's some scenarios where you're like, who cares if I'm hungover?
But you're like, this is when you're on camera, you're on a TV show, this is an incredible opportunity that any other drag queen would be like, oh, this is it, this is my Willem Starsborn moment, you know?
Yeah. I have a story that's similar to that I don't think I've ever told you.
Ooh.
One time when I first moved to Los Angeles, I was tired, I was getting back into town, my friend Jeremy was like, well, let's go out. And I'm like, I'm tired. He was like, I'll give you Adderall. I'm so Pollyanna. I was like, what is that? It's like, is that a caffeine? Is that a Jesse Spano caffeine pill? No. He gives me a quarter of an Adderall.
Like five milligrams? Oh my God.
I am at the bar basically jaw grinding with a boner. I'm like turnt, right? Turnt. Completely turnt. Long story short, I get pickpocketed. We go home with a go-go boy and have a three-way. Now, I had to go to the dentist the next day.
Because you chewed off all your molars?
No, I had an appointment.
Oh.
So I go to the dentist, and I'm still buzzing from that amount of Adderall, and so the anesthetic isn't working.
They
give me several rounds of anesthetics, and every time she goes to work on my tooth, I'm like, it's not working. It's like the third time. Then I go, can I talk to you outside? And then I go, I just moved to Los Angeles, and I thought it would be real cute at the gig and
to
try
take
to do
a half a milligram
a quarter
of amphetamine.
Of a party drug. That's not even a party drug, I guess, but a quarter of one. And she goes, well, oh, so you're still like kind of buzzing? And I go, yeah. She goes, well, how about we Postmates you like a smoothie? You can have a glass of water. You'll have some breakfast. And I have an opening in a few hours. And we'll do it then.
Mama.
She was way too nice to me. And she's still my dentist to this day.
No.
But it was my deepest, horrible shame to look my dentist, a professional, and be like, sorry, I'm fucking gross.
Listen, you are over catastrophizing this because that she's a medical professional.
Of course.
And this is all for your benefit. The whole thing. For your health. So that's different.
Try to be cool, though. You try to do drugs and to be cool.
Wow, I don't think doing drugs and go to the dentist. Granted, this was a half of a milligram of a whisper.
Of a basically over-the-counter
you took
pre-workout.
You had a Red Bull the night before and then went in like,
I licked my finger and stuck in a pre-workout and went like this.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Jesus Christ.
But acting is hard.
Yeah.
Even if you are going in completely, like you went to yoga that day, you never had a drink in your life.
Yeah.
Acting is hard.
Best circumstances. I mean,
unless you're one of those freaks who makes it, you're just good at it. But acting is hard. It takes like a stupid amount of preparation to go in and act like you prepared nothing.
And then you can forget it all once the stage fright thing is so strange. Like there's no adrenaline. I mean, I don't find. Like when you're on a set, there's no theatrical adrenaline. There's no theatrical pressure that makes you to rise to the occasion. It's the opposite. It puts you on the spot in the most vulnerable, uncomfortable way because there's just a camera and everybody. I don't know. I have trained the muscles of humiliation so fiercely, and
your synapses are like, are we doing this again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so this dog and pony show. Let's get.
So we're rubbing shit all over ourselves.
But I know how to detach and move on quickly by necessity from a humiliation.
It's your brain.
I couldn't let this go. It was like weeks, and I was just like, oh my God. It was so bad. Anyways, let's not belabor the point.
Let's go to a better topic. Yeah. I found out one of my friends might be dying. And I found out about it. And you know I don't always handle like emotions
with
very
tact
well.
And empathy. But you didn't have an empathetic and tactful response. You weren't there. You didn't hold space for that person. That's unimaginable.
I also don't always handle like the news of it well. As far as like it's supposed to like hit you, you immediately and I always like tragedy.
Oh, your own grief.
Tragedy hits me like a robot, mm-hmm. and then later on I'm like, what's this weird feeling?
Yeah.
Huh. Am I sad? So last night I was laying on the couch and I was just like, I don't feel like doing anything. And I'm so upbeat all the time,
mm-hmm.
as you know.
Famously
it's
upbeat.
It's fun to be around.
Yeah, joyful.
And I was just like, I feel like shit. I was like, oh, I just feel like shit for my friend.
Mm.
And death is so weird. And somebody saying that they might have a limited amount of time isn't like finding out they died. It's finding out that there's a window that is continuously closing that you now know about.
Mm.
Which is different. I've never been through that before where someone says, hey, just so you know, we kind of have an expiration date on me. And this is the general time.
Oh, okay.
That's different than I died, but hey, I died. I forgot to tell you. I sent a group text. I died. That's different than, so-and-so died.
Yes, 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 yes.
Somebody saying I'm dying around this time.
See, I love that.
You do?
Yeah.
In what way?
Love everything about it. Well, so it depends. Like, can you give me some context without giving too many details away? Is this person young?
Recurring illness.
Okay.
That the treatment's at a point where they're kind of like, well, you could either go way more aggressive or live your life the same and probably check out early.
Okay.
And he's like, I'd rather be working. I'd rather be doing my thing.
Yeah. And also, he should know that, or he or she should know, that assisted suicide is legal in California. And you can get that service.
They should offer that to people who are like horribly.
They do. Yeah, in California. It passed in 2016, I think. So
I don't think he's quite there.
But it's an option.
But if you have a card, I can write down a number.
Okay.
But I just felt bad because I was like, I visited and I was like, I guess the number of times I will see you then is limited now.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you can't stop your whole life and see someone as much as you can, like every day.
No, you should be sleeping there right now, watching over him. No. But I mean, you have a relationship with the person. You have no regrets.
It's like a reverse of telling someone you're pregnant. It's the reverse of telling someone you're pregnant.
Wait, pregnancy is a good thing?
Pregnancy is like something really magical and amazing. The cycle of life is working in my favor in 9 months.
Oh, see, that's where we differ. I think of it as a 9 months impending death sentence.
But not me being pregnant, not you being pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Versus like telling someone like I'm cycling out, dude, at yeah. this time.
Yeah. I see, funny, I feel like pregnancy is like, oh. But so I'm dying like, oh.
Who would play her? Yeah. You're like, who would play her?
I mean, obviously, I don't want anybody to suffer. Especially, I don't want anybody to be tortured by pain unnecessarily. But yeah. well, shuffling like, off this mortal coil.
Oh. Style.
Or, yeah. It just, I mean, what a thrill.
You know what you're going to look like? One of those old cartoons of a skeleton dancing.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
how you're going to go.
I mean, I already look like that.
Well, we should get you a top hat. yeah. But we were like talking about it and joking about it.
How did they feel about it?
I didn't pry too deeply. I tried to just keep it positive because my whole thing was like, well, if this is accurate, the person would just want our friendship to feel the same the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their situation. They don't need.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to like. Yeah, it's. I mean, one of the things about grief is like, oh my God, it. There's no kind of like blueprint for it. Although there are, you know, all the theories of the stages, but like, you never know. But like the conflict that people feel when their moms or dads are dying, and they hated them or they loved them, and all this shit, and like then you have feelings about the feelings.
Uh huh.
Like, you have feelings about the grief, and right. then you have guilt about the length of time I should be grieving. You know what I mean? There's all this bullshit around it.
Or guilt about. Why aren't I crying?
Yeah.
Should there be water coming from my eyes? Does yeah. this mean I didn't like the person? You know what yeah. I mean? It's so much weird.
And guess what? What if you really didn't like the person? Which often happens, you know?
Yeah. Well, my stepdad died who I hated.
Yeah.
I still cried.
Interesting.
Even
tears
though,
of joy?
No, not tears of joy. I think I was just sad about in general of like, it was more like
maybe your mom,
putting
well, for
a
your
button
mom.
On the whole horrible experience.
Okay. Cathartic tears, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been crying the house down.
You
not
have?
Because of death, the Olympics.
Are you crying at the Olympics?
I cry anytime somebody cries at the Olympics, Mama. It is Niagara Falls.
Did you see the person? Did you see the person who won a gold in swimming and then didn't? They don't. They need glasses. Somebody from China. They need glasses, and so they win the gold, and they're squinting, trying to look at the board, and they can't see the scores, and so everyone's cheering, and they're like,
"What happened?"
Yeah.
And then they put in these giant like Coke bottle glasses,
and they
like,
go, "Oh!" When they win the gold, do they
Tom
cry?
Tom Daly.
Did you cry?
Yes.
I saw a slow-mo a video of him diving. How does he fold his body in half like that?
I don't know. I knew that he was good. I didn't know that he was in contention for gold, but he and his partner fucking turned it out on that fucking, the 3 meter or 30, 10 meter platform.
Is this his first gold? No, right?
It's not his first Olympics. It might be his first gold.
I did his makeup a few years ago.
Did you really?
Me and Willem did his makeup for a video. We put him in drag as Kermit.
That's so
funny. And I got to paint his body green. And it was funny because he has like an 8-pack and he was like, this is me in my chubby phase. Because it was between cycles of training.
Yeah. I mean, he is legit. Like, they were so fantastic and they beat the Chinese, which is so hard to do.
He's a dad.
Yes. In the commentator was talking about that. Gay.
Dustin Lance Black is his husband?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gay.
Children.
Father. Diving's cool.
Diving is so cool.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. But then the Russian men in the Olympics, they won gold and they cried. And they haven't been on the podium since 96 or something, or 92. And they were all crying. Lost it. Not so much when the women cry, because that's kind of common.
Did Tom Daly cry?
Oh yeah.
What do they look like?
Well, he's wearing the stupid fucking mask. Which
There's
I'm
a
like,
mask?
Don't oh, wear the mask on the podium. The COVID. I want to see the full expression of human emotion.
They should give him a crying booth, a 6 feet crying booth. Yes. Hey, person who won, we don't want to get you too excited, but we need you to step over here. And we're just going to check your temperature.
It's so crazy. The security theater of those particular instances is so maddening because it's like, just give me the fucking raw human emotion. Just give it to me, baby.
Can we talk about something controversial yet brave?
Mm.
I want masks, of course. I want everyone to wear a mask. I was featured on the news.
You sure were.
Drag queens with no mask on wearing a clear shield. I'm all for suspending disbelief in theater. I'm all for creating a character.
I mean, clearly, we're going to pretend that's a woman.
I know. Like,
let's not pretend that she's safe.
Let's pretend she's a woman.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend that clear plastic visor
does a damn motherfucking thing.
Of course, COVID's real. Everyone should have a mask. I think everyone in the room should have a mask on so that the drag queen can do their thing.
Thank you.
Even if it means 6 feet, don't go tip the drag queen in person.
Yeah.
I had a lip sync with one of those visors on once. And I just felt so dumb.
Yeah. I've never done it.
I've never done it.
But how about this though? How about this for killing your fantasy? You train your whole life, trials and tribulations, injuries, overcoming debt, you get on that Olympic podium as the gold medalist, and then you got to put a little mask on, because NBC says,
But don't you think it would incur too much criticism? Like, oh wow, so for famous athletes, rules don't apply.
Well, they certainly don't wear them while they're flying high on the uneven bars. Or in the pool.
But like, if I was at a restaurant,
yeah,
and a fan came up to me and they wanted a picture, mm-hmm. I would make them and me put a mask on and take a picture, yeah, just to like not incur the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this is like, that I get, it's security theater. Like, it's, this moment is
just
so...
Just put them far away.
Just have the person, have the medal officiant wear a hazmat Rene Russo in Outbreak suit to give them the gold medal, and then I want to see them crying.
And or have the athletes sign like a waiver of like, can we all be really safe?
Absolutely. And yeah. Also,
besides, it's more likely they'll snap their spine doing what they're doing.
Yeah, it's a little more dangerous.
Do people die at the Olympics?
They get gravely injured. There was one.
I do know about ice skaters falling.
What? That's not that bad.
Doubles?
Oh,
woman
drops,
in the air?
Drops. Dropping
I
them.
I eat the marijuana and watch the ice skater doubles eating shit. Two couples spinning. I don't know what this move is. I'm going to try to impersonate it. Hold on. It's like this and they're spinning.
Yeah. That is,
this,
wow.
Spinning.
Is that Sasha Cohen? Is that Johnny Weir? Warrior 3?
They're doing that and they're spinning together.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get off kilter and his blade hits her
head. No.
And I'm watching it like
turned on 0.2 milligrams of THC.
These skaters are tall. The women are petite. They're up in the air.
Yeah.
Tripping and dropping someone on their face.
Blades.
And then they have to get up and they literally covered in blood, skating off the ice with poise. Where like the guy usually grabs her waist and guides her. Because of course the woman gets hurt more because she's falling from the sky.
Right, right, right.
And as a skating double couple, how do you also like recover the trust level there?
I know.
But also it's not their fault. Skate, you're on a blade.
Yeah.
Of course things happen.
Get this.
Ask Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him since Blade. Have you?
How about this though at the Olympics? In gymnastics during the event final, so at the end of the Olympics for gymnastics, they do, you know, competition for the bars, the beam, who's the best on each. but most bottom friendly gay bar. But they don't allow the gymnasts to warm up on the apparatus before their competition.
Why?
I don't fucking know. So there's a back gym that they can warm up at, but they go into the main gym for the competition where the equipment is different. It's not the same equipment. It's usually called a one touch warm up where you get like a few, you get to do the vault before you vault. They don't get that. A stadium has no people in it, so it's freezing. And these gymnasts are expected to do physical feats of the most outrageous, complicated nature where injury is certain, and with cold, not warmed up muscles at the Olympics. What kind of fucking tomfoolery is that?
But in the Olympics, wouldn't they make that room like borderline humid, like Zumanity?
You would think. But when you see the Russian gymnast Melnikova warming up her hands with her mouth,
Jesus.
It's insane. The Olympics is totally ridiculous, and the gymnastics is off the chain. And I'm going to be the president of it next year.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
I'm going to be the president of the Olympics.
I'm
calling
gymnastics.
It now.
Oh. President of gymnastics.
In this wig?
Yeah.
We're back. I miss your birthday party.
I don't say that. So this wig I created for my little 40th birthday party, which by the way, was the funnest night I've ever had out in my life, ever.
Oh, I think about it all
43 years
the
of my
time.
Life, 43 years of my life, I've never, ever, ever, I mean, I don't go out that much. I have never had that much fun in my life. I danced the whole night, the entire night. I sweated probably 14 gallons of sweat, sober, and I was so dehydrated at the end. I walked home a shell of a person, and I was just like...
But you danced like I've never seen a person... Like, before people were dancing, You were thrashing.
I was thrashing from the minute, because here's the thing. I had hired—
but not good dancing.
Oh, no. Like, no. This is like Strychnine, and this is like a tent revival dancing.
Yes, speaking in tongues.
Yeah. I hired the DJ, Matteo Sagade.
Yes.
So fantastic. And I gave him a ton of music, Russian music. And he did so much work. The amount of work he did, arranging and adjusting all the BPNs of the song so that they like went into each other. It was so impressive.
He's bomb.
He's so bomb.
He's my drag mom, my DJ mom.
Your DJ mom.
Yeah. He's so fierce.
He's so fierce. And it was so great.
I just went to see him last weekend. He was playing music.
He's a really great guy. He worked so hard for it, and it was so— he had a great time.
He and I were just like, why— we're just like, that was so fun. Why was it? It was private.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we knew every single person there.
Yeah. And some people brought, like, we actually ended up going over because the bar I rented out agreed to do 75 people, and then 150 people showed up, which we thought it was going to be the opposite.
Oh, you thought it was going to be like 30.
Oh, yeah. Because the owner of the bar was like, listen, this is LA. No matter who you are, no matter what happens, you invite this many people, half are going to show up.
Right.
And the opposite happened. But it was, I'm telling you, man, it was so great. Not one shitty person there.
I know.
Not one
shit. Really, really fun.
It was so fun. It was so fun. And I've never heard Russian music in a club before.
Not even in Russia, ironically, probably, right?
Well, no, yeah.
But Russian, I mean, do they listen to Russian music?
They listen to Rihanna.
Right.
Yeah. And but no, they do listen to Russian pop over there. But like, they don't. I've never heard it.
The children were living too.
I think they liked it. Yeah.
I think they did too.
Yeah. And a lot of people came alone because my friends don't really know each other. And they were, everybody dressed up.
Do you like dance music? You do.
Yes.
I like dance music, and I especially like non-English. It just helps you focus less on what they're saying.
No, we don't need to know what you're saying. Love, blah, blah, blah. You parked your car, you lost it, whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, but like, it's just I love the sounds and the beats and stuff.
I love sounds.
I love sounds and beats, especially when they're together. They make my body go dancey.
My body go dancey.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I went to see Adam's Family at the Cinespia, the Hollywood
movie.
Forever Cemetery.
Cinespia.
Yeah, Cinespia is an event they throw at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery where they show movies.
How did you sit? Did you bring a lawn chair?
Who would play her?
Yeah.
I was...
Oh, VIP.
Yeah. So I got, because I presented Priscilla there a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I got to go sit and watch. And guess who's in front of me?
Kristen Chenoweth.
Dula Peep.
Again, Dula Peep.
Dula Peep.
She's really making the rounds. Was she trying to be governor or
Dula
something?
Dula Marie Peep was right in front of me. And get this, she turns around and goes, can I have a light? And I go, we don't have a lighter. She goes, okay. And my boyfriend goes, do you know who that is? And I go, no. He goes, it's Dua Lipa. And I go, who? He goes, Dula Peep. I was like, oh.
You're like, how am I to act? Oh my God, what should I wear? Should I cry? She has been at that, by the way, Wendy Williams has been at that bait and switch lead up game for eons.
We watched the clip of her talking about her mom dying.
I know. I could.
That's going to be me on this show announcing when my friend dies.
Yeah. That's going to be you at my eulogy. You're going to be like, I mean, it's so diabolical. She's really something else. Wait, who else was there? Dula Peep? Any other celebrity sightings? Were you sitting?
Oh, there's like VIP areas that are, they give you blankets, trays of food and drinks.
And what?
Pillows.
A chair?
No, there's big stuff.
Where's the back support? Because I can't fuck with that cemetery. Where's the back support? All I can think about is like hunched shoulders and lumbar crunching.
No, it's a nice big blanket.
Say the chair. Say it's a chair.
No. It's one of those.
I will never go, not one day in my life.
It's one of those
life.
Big fat pillows with arms. It's like a chair pillow on the ground.
Is it a chair?
It's comfortable because you lay down.
Is there back support?
You lay down.
You lay down?
Yeah. Yes, you lay down.
Oh my God, that was a wig.
You said, say it. Say chair. Say chair. It was really fun, and I recommend it. And okay. I would go, we're going to see Scream 1 and 2 and Clueless there, too.
Oh, cool.
They're showing Clueless.
They should
show. They're showing Clueless. And they're showing Scream 2, which features Debbie Salt. Aunt Jackie.
Oh, really?
She's the killer in number two. She's Billy Loomis's mom. Anne Hathaway. That's who that is.
No, what's the actress's name?
Jack McFarland.
Laurie Metcalf.
Laurie Metcalf.
Laurie Metcalf, yeah. Who would play her?
Not Laurie Metcalf. Now, who would play her? If anybody doesn't know, we're obsessed with who would play her because when RuPaul had a podcast
that
stopped out of nowhere.
Yeah, they did it for a long ass time.
They used to have all the great guests though, because they would have them from Drag Race.
Yeah.
And whenever somebody would talk about like, oh, my mom, she's funny. RuPaul would go, is your mom? Who would play her?
Who would play her?
It's RuPaul's way of like picturing your mom.
Yeah, it's like, what does she look, instead of what does she look like, who would play her?
Who would play her?
Yeah.
It's so funny to ask who would play her about A, somebody you already know.
Yeah.
Somebody, it doesn't matter who would play them.
Right.
It's like, oh, the Postmates guy came. Who would play him?
That's what she asked me when I told her a story about moving into Hollywood, and this rapper got out of a car with white tights with a huge dong out of a gold Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, who would play him? It was LL Cool J.
I got to ride in several nice cars this week. Iggy drove me.
LVP.
Well, yes. And Iggy drove me in her Range Rover. And Iggy was
That's
like,
a nice car.
Iggy was like, if you need to get your license, you could go to the DMV. And I know a guy, they can help you out. The celebrities take you in a room and just get it, you know? And I was like, is that what you did?
They take you in a room and you just get it?
Like if you're a celebrity, you don't have to wait in line at the DMV, they said.
Are you fucking nuts?
I heard, I don't want to confirm or deny, but I heard that she said that if you're a celebrity, you can go in and they let you.
They let you.
Maybe you better not know all the answers. And she said that to me while she's driving me. And I go,
she like blew a red light and then.
But then Bob told me about somebody once, a celebrity. Bob goes, oh, I want a car, but I don't have a license. And the celebrity was driving and goes, I don't have a license.
I mean.
So then, and then I go to dinner with Lisa and she drives me home.
No license. No passport.
No arms. I'd never been in a Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce, yeah. The doors open that way.
Yes.
Fierce.
White leather interior.
Yeah. Great electrical system, but no, bad electrical system.
I was like, oh, this car is like a Jaguar. Hot tub. It's like fancy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Heated cup holders. I mean, everything. It's just wild.
Why do you want hot fluid?
Mama, hot cough. Hot cough.
Oh.
I'm thinking Bradgy Peach.
Do people drink hot coffee in LA? No.
In the winter, hot cough. No. I do all the time, every day.
Doesn't everyone drink iced coffee?
Just gay.
I've never had it.
You never had iced coffee?
No.
Hot coffee?
Is it taste the same?
Well, it's hot.
But I mean, is there any difference?
There's a huge amount of difference.
There is.
One's a freezing cold liquid.
No, I mean, is it the same fluid? One is hot, one is cold.
Yes.
But I don't know if iced coffee was like, when you make iced tea,
okay,
you have to make it twice as strong.
Yeah, you do. You generally do brew iced coffee stronger because all the iced liquid make it le way de de.
Oh, so you have to make it hot. Yes.
Yeah, and you put simple syrup in it because it's hard to dissolve ice. Isn't this fascinating? Sugar granules into the iced coffee.
Sugar.
Do you like corn?
Water.
Do you like corn?
You like corn? Yeah. Oh, another dead person.
I know.
That is weird.
No. So I listened to this Buddhist guy the other day. This famous monk, dead. But he was saying that all ideas are wrong ideas in Buddhist philosophy. So like there's this concept called avidya, which is misunderstanding, which basically in its essence says that all perception.
Avidya killed the radio star. That? Is it that? Who would play her? I want to do a podcast called Who Would Play Her, where we just ask people to talk about people who aren't there. And we go, who would play her?
Yeah, like probably Reba McEntire. Oh. We'll be right back after this. There's no birth and no death. Birth and death are wrong ideas.
So what is there?
It's just a continuation.
Oh.
It's like, you know, like the, whatever, quantum mechanics, whatever. All matter, neither destroyed, nor, you know.
Yeah.
It's just,
mom used to say, you don't have to, because I was one of those kids who was constantly, I would remember death, remember that it existed, and be like wrecked for a week.
Why?
Cry constantly.
Do you know
why? I would remember that someday my grandma would die, and I just couldn't stop crying. I'd have to call her and be like, you're going to die someday.
Yeah.
You're older than me, so you're going to die before me. You know? I was so worried for anybody older than me that I would see them die.
Is it because that you would miss them not being around, or because there was death with some traumatic, horrible thing?
Just like the realization that everything's impermanent and the time you have with people you love is shrinking at all times.
Oh my God, that sounds like, that's so great though. Well, not the shrinking part, but like, the impermanence part I find so...
You like it?
Liberating.
I mean, I don't want to live forever, but like, you know, if me and everybody I know could die at the same moment.
That'd be fierce. Well, you can. Nobody get into a cult. Yeah. The invitation.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're going to do a cult. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do because I love everyone. People I love. I'm not gonna see you die. So one of the days we're all gonna Kool-Aid out of here.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna see you die because I'm the last one to drink that Kool-Aid.
You're gonna be dressed as a Kool-Aid guy, and when I die, you're gonna go, oh yeah. Yeah, but my mom and my grandma used to be like, you don't have to worry about dying. It's as natural as being born.
Yes, absolutely.
But that didn't make any sense, and yeah. It still doesn't. But I really? I get it.
Well, okay. So
it's the only thing we all have in common. Hello? We're all born and we all die.
Yeah. Think about this. So I'm watching The White Lotus with Jennifer Coolidge, and she is hysterical. And she has this crazy scene where she goes out, she brings her grandmother's boat to this crazy Hawaiian resort, and she is trying to disperse the ashes in the water, and she's just a nutcase. And she's like, I didn't know if I was feeding my mom to the fish or if she would even like that. I feel like I failed her. You know, like, and it's just so insane. It's like, those ashes are not your mom.
Yeah.
That's not your mom.
Why do people hang on to ashes?
Because why do we bury corpses in gold and velvet boxes?
Well, I think we used to bury them, period, because you can't just have their body chilling. That makes sense.
Burn.
And they break down, but they break down to the earth. It yep. makes sense to put them in the earth. In
not
a way,
not in a velvet
you should
box,
be
though.
Burying your dead family like on your crops.
Absolutely.
Or Mom's you're just going to feed us.
Or like, I understand having a nice little bonfire. Barbecue.
But then you're watching your family's corpse crisp in front of you. You're
not necessarily if there's like a discreet little pit.
But you don't see a skull at the end?
Well, that doesn't scare me. I love skull. But you know, I just don't think there's a lot of morbidity around it. We talked about this.
Watching your mom's body lay on a bonfire like it's at a college homecoming party is traumatizing.
I think that's more traumatizing than watch a thing that used to be my mom, tarted up and bloated with formaldehyde, laying out in some
funeral
parlor.
I don't believe that.
That is insane. That's traumatizing.
That's traumatizing.
Also, who is that? Because that's not my mom.
Traumatizing.
That's not my mom.
That's not my mom. That's not my mom.
That's some old. That's some old bitch. Dead bitch.
That's traumatizing.
Yeah.
And why do we bury them in a box that keeps them from decaying?
That's what I'm saying.
How long does it take for a coffin to decay? Lacquered wood like that.
Lacquered wood, polyurethane, velveteen on the inside.
Long does it take for the dirt to actually reach your dead body?
I don't think it does. Because they're
sealed
shut.
I don't think about death
shut.
That much. And so then when I do, there's all these questions like this where I'm like, why are we doing that? What is that?
No, just I say ship all the dead bodies to the medical schools and let them chop them up. I would love to be like,
you need to be studied. We need to do, we need to do Jennifer in the cell. Chop your body up with slats and spread it out in thin little and just see what the fuck.
Is going in that body?
The inside of your body probably looks like an ant farm.
No, it probably looks like it's probably like a geode, but with cigarettes, candies, Skittles,
crystallized
and just,
geodes, but with like the thing she loved. Skittles, cigarette butts, all crystallized.
Oh my God. I got high blood pressure. I got to go to the doctor.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't smoking, doesn't it cause high blood pressure?
It certainly exacerbates it.
Vasoconstrictor.
Vasoconstrictor. Absolutely. A blood flow preventer.
Yeah.
So I was doing Duolingo the other day so hard, my left hand went numb.
People are dying in general. Everyone's dying. Mm-hmm. We need to stop making more people.
You know, it's funny.
We stop having children.
Yeah.
Everyone can have one.
I don't understand.
There's a resource crisis in the world, but we don't. We always think about not enough resources. We never think about less people.
I just don't think that people really have that. It's such a biological imperative and a societal thing that I don't think that ever crosses people's minds.
But you know why it crosses their mind to have children?
Why?
It's the only way to feel like you cheat death. You do leave something living behind you.
Yeah,
people's fear of their own mortality is what makes them want
to be parents. I don't even think that is certainly a thing, but that doesn't even, having a baby, having a child, having a family, that's just a thing you do. You do that. What else is there to do?
Yeah.
You do that. It's not even why or oh, it's like, it's just when. Not for me.
No, I'm vibing.
Totally
I just
vibing.
Want to do gay shit.
Gay shit? Lonely shit?
I hope when I die, mm-hmm. that I'm like, I have done every gay thing. I listen to every gay song.
Well,
I've seen every gay TV show. I know every gay person. I gotta get into fisting.
You gotta get into fisting. You gotta get into cock and ball torture. You gotta get into cock cages. Cages. Sounding.
Cages.
Yeah.
Cages. Nicolas Cage. Yeah. Nicolas Cage. Johnny Cage. Cassie Cage. It's bad. It's rough out there.
John Cage in the four. Yeah.
James Gum. James Gum. Or James Gum.
Did you know a James Gum wore a cock cage while it was getting sounded or fisted? Jesus Christ.
You know what we got to talk about another episode?
Mm.
When and why gay people left
Earth?
Sex in the peripherals.
Oh, what do you mean? Like the extreme?
When they turn to like when, the base
where the
levels,
wild things are.
Well, base levels, gay sex now is so crazy.
I think.
In general.
I think that we perhaps have a, I mean, I know I do. I was at a dinner the other night. I was the only person who did not have sex professionally. I was not a work. Long story short.
The company we keep.
The company we keep definitely discolors our perception. We do not get a good, accurate representation of what actually is going on gay-wise. But, I mean, shit. Also, the Gen Z, who knows what they're doing?
Oh, they're doomed. They're doomed.
I don't know.
Well, we went to first base, and then he hacked my leg off at the knee. Like, they're doomed.
No, I think they're doing something different. Like, they're...
Do you remember those articles that were like, 200 ways to have sex without doing it? And it would be like, talk about your favorite songs.
Yeah.
Hold hands.
Go to the movies. Have a cold pop.
I think gay people did that, but the wrong way. Put a full body cage on.
How to inject more... like ER horror into your sex life.
Yes.
Does your sex life lack CSI Miami vibes?
We're not kink shamers.
When I see red. No.
Power to them, mama.
We're power and safety and love to them.
And safety and knowledge.
Knowledge and peace. And good feelings. And no infections.
And no infections.
Yeah.
When you see red, what's red?
When I see red. So... I love the butt.
I feel
love
like
a butt.
I feel like the gif of Raj O'Hara dressed as a tree going.
I love the butt. I love the asshole.
Uh-huh.
I like to put my tongue in the asshole.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes as far as I can get up there.
Uh-huh.
I have a 7-inch
Which
tongue.
Which is 7 inches, yeah.
But when I see red.
You don't taste that shit?
You don't taste that? That colon in your mouth? That GI tract that's in your mouth right now?
I know.
That's just a personal thing. I know rosebuds are very... Whatever people get into them, gaping. I like gaping, but it just becomes, I feel like I'm in an operating theater as a graduate student at VU Medical. Do you know what I mean? Like, it takes me out of the bedroom
John
and into
Hopkins.
The operating. Yeah.
John, Bob Hoskins. I met Bob Hoskins.
Did you ever
Hoskins.
Mention a John Hopkins or a Bob Hoskins? I just feel like I'm in a residency.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? I'm
I
in a
know.
Residency.
No, it's
and
a
I'm
lot.
In a MedSense on Frontier and like a war-torn Sudan. Like, it's just
I feel
too
like
much.
If I go on a hookup, there's going to be an operating theater and it's going to be like Nurse Ratchet. They're going to be showing me lobotomy.
Yeah, yeah. It's like foreplay is like an ice pick through the eyeball and then we can like just rip out your intestines and rappel down the roof.
Yeah, like we met on Tinder and then he started carrying around my baby toe in his pocket.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, we're out to Japanese. He stuck the chopstick up my dick hole, so I knew he was the one.
Right. It's wild.
I mean, honestly, no shaming. I mean, just, I'm Pollyanna, but.
I'm happy for those people.
Yeah.
I'm happy for those people.
I'm happy they have a Harvey. It's a nice Harvey to have.
You know what? And sex is sort of like, turns out you can reinvent the wheel.
Oh, you can turn that wheel into something else and then just shove it right up your ass.
A square wheel.
Yeah.
A torture wheel, a wagon wheel, a water wheel of piss. Yeah, baby.
I think we've said enough.
I think we've said enough. I think we need a belt here.
Actually, I believe it was Oscar De La Renta who invented a pair of fisting gloves.
And then they trickled down the cock cages into the casual corners where you no doubt fished out.
That wooden sound that you got.
Yeah, from a pile of stuff.
Yeah, shoved up your
They should do
hole.
Devil Wears Prada where they work at like an Adam and Eve, a sex toy company.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not a butt plug. It's not a dildo, is it? It's a
silicone anal enhancer.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.